Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
Hey, it's about 98 degrees here, so it's cooled off a little bit. We're doing well.
Good, good. I've got one of these crinks in my neck, so I can't turn my head to one side of the body, which brings me to our poem this week, which focuses on back pain, a little different than neck pain. We have lots of our patients coming to us with back pain. We're pretty cautious about looking for red flags, things that might signify something that is more serious than the usual, the quadriquina syndrome, spinal fracture, cancer, infection, and the like. We also are trained to look for psychosocial risk factors that might signify long-term pain and disability, a misunderstanding of back pain, and the belief that pain and activity are harmful. We tend to provide information and self-care advice to foster a positive attitude and realistic expectations with our patients who do have back pain. We offer them a whole host of treatments. Most of us are pretty comfortable prescribing NSAIDs and short-term pain relievers. Others of us are more comfortable prescribing something like acupuncture and exercise and physiotherapy and perhaps chiropractic, maybe in very severe cases even sending our patients to a surgeon. I did not mention in my list there massage. Massage is the topic of today's poem. The poem that was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine asks a pretty simple question. It asks, can massage therapy improve disability and decrease symptoms in patients with chronic low back pain? Mark, what did they discover here?
Dilaudid and Valium. That was the favorite one that a patient requested.
Okay.
When they came in with their chronic back pain. It's like, that works really well for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a little Dilaudid and Valium. Sure, let me get my prescription pad out. That sounds like a plan. Massage is a big business, and it's very popular, and a lot of people swear by it. And I think, you know, anecdotally, we've probably had patients who say, yes, it really helps. And, often with this was more low back pain, but often people get massage for cervical and thoracic and sort of upper back kind of pain. They found about 400 adults with at least 3 months of nonspecific low back pain. And they randomized them to get one of three treatments. So one group got usual care, so basically nothing, you know, a little more, here's a little more NSAID, and, you know, here's some exercises. Two groups got massage. One was more of a relaxation massage that was not as aggressive, I guess. One was more structural massage, which is more of a deep tissue myofascial release kind of massage. So at the end of 10 weeks, they looked at function, and they used these standardized questionnaires, the Rolland Disability Questionnaire, which is really commonly used when they're 23 points. And if you improve more than 2 points, that's borderline clinically significant. And what they found was the two types of massage, they improved about 2.5 and 2.9 points compared with usual care, so more than usual care. So that's probably a clinically significant, not dramatic, but a clinically significant kind of a outcome. The bothersomeness of the pain, you know, how much it's bugging them, was rated 5.6 to 5.8 on a scale of 1 to 10 initially, and that decreased about 1.5 to 2 points, which was, again, borderline clinically significant. So they followed these folks. This was for 10 weeks. They went once a week for 10 weeks, and then they followed them for up to a year, and they had some decreased benefit over time, but they still had some benefit even a year later. So weekly massage, whether it's, you know, general relaxation or sort of deep tissue kind of massage, does seem to provide some clinically meaningful improvement in pain and function.
Interesting. It reminds me of an article I read a number of years ago. I think it was published in the New England Journal of Medicine that compared three kinds of interventions. I think it compared chiropractic, surgeons, and primary care doctors. And what it found, this was again for back pain patients. And my memory of the article is what it found was that the more visits the patient had to the clinician, despite whatever their background was, mm-hmm. the higher the satisfaction. And yeah. I just am wondering here if it just has to do with human contact, you know, if just being with somebody for 10 weeks really, you know, has a therapeutic effect. I know that there are also different kinds of massage. I mean, we have more mm-hmm. more massage varieties in California than most cities have ethnic restaurants. It seems to me that this makes sense. It not only does it help, but I wonder if someone who's got chronic back pain, just the fact that someone cares about them is therapeutic.
That's a great point. And, you know, the usual care group probably got seen maybe once and really didn't get much of anything done to them. And there's sort of a disappointment. You know, you've been randomized to usual care. It's like, So, yeah, I think there's probably, you know, you could argue some of the benefit. And remember last week we talked about that whole placebo effect, and just having something done seemed to cause a subjective benefit. Even when it was a placebo inhaler, there was a pretty significant response. And, you know, pain is very subjective. So remembering last week and thinking about this, now, you know, I think this is one of the better studies, you know, out there that we've had to date, and I think, you know, provides some guidance. So massage isn't cheap. I mean, it's $50 to $80 a session. You know, over 10 weeks, that's $500 to $800. It's non-trivial cost.
It isn't dangerous either.
That's right. That's right. It's not dangerous, and isn't going to cause an ulcer, isn't going to cause a GI bleed or any of that. So that's a good thing.
Excellent. We'll keep our eyes on back pain, and we'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Talk to you then.
Thanks, Mark.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.